This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The surprise of the day, at least in the nation's capital, was the abrupt announcement by Republican John Boehner that he's going to resign his seat in Congress next month, and in doing so, end his term as Speaker of the House. His term as Speaker was marked by sharp disagreements with members of his own party, disagreements including the GOP's relationship with business and corporate interests. Turns out that relationship's been changing for longer than you might think. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
The relationship between business and the GOP right now is strained, and
that strain is real.
Douglas Holtz Aiken was chief economic advisor in John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. He now heads the American Action Forum think tank.
There is certainly a frustration among those like the Chamber of Commerce that some things they view as very simple and fundamental don't get done.
Things like a new highway bill, reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. Holtz Aiken says the GOP business relationship started to deteriorate after a wave of Tea Party members was elected to Congress in 2010. They wanted to focus more on social issues. Other Washington watchers say it's more complicated than that.
It is very much nuanced, yes.
That's Bruce Bartlett, a senior policy analyst in the Reagan administration. He says a split developed in the business community starting in the 1970s between big business and small entrepreneurial businesses.
Since the rise of the Tea Party, that distribution of influence and power has shifted more back towards the smaller business sector.
How can big business claw back some influence in the GOP? With money, of course, at least according to Gregory Walrow, a professor of political science at Columbia University. His advice? Pour money into the primaries to help establishment candidates.
Coming to their aid if they face the Tea Party challenge in the primary, I think would help reassure establishment Republicans.
Who might actually get around to passing a highway bill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.